You should celebrate yourself every day, but some days you should celebrate with jewelry. Whether you want to commemorate an unforgettable moment or just bring some added sparkle to your collection, Blue Nile can offer you expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com today and experience the ease and convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello. Welcome to Wax Quizzical. This is the podcast that has all of the questions, but history has proven, unfortunately, very few of the answers, but we'll see if we can change that today with Alex Dyson.
Hello, Kyron.
How are you?
I'm going quite well today.
That's good.
Another day with you at Comedy Republic, and so...
This is going to be tough, this sort of chat up the top, because we have literally nothing to say to each other.
That's the thing. I must be going good, because the amount of time we spend together in this venue...
And walking to and from the venue.
Walking to and from.
And at the pub after the venue.
Yeah, shows.
And at restaurants for lunch.
That we must enjoy each other's company. So it's an absolute pleasure to do it on mic this time.
We used to do it on mic a lot. Now it's all secrets. No one knows. No one knows what we get up to anymore.
We're happy to let you know that this July 19, Kyron and I will be having a banh mi, and you can buy tickets to view that lunch at comedyrepublic.com.au. We'll sit there in silence for most of the time because we would have talked earlier on, but we'll occasionally talk about the insurance, which is due for the venue in the new financial year.
Yes. It's kind of it's weird because, like, I mean, when you're on a pod with a friend, you're selling your relationship a bit, aren't you? You're selling your friendship. Like, do you catch up with Matt very much off air?
No. Recently I tried to catch up with Matt O'Kine.
Obviously from Matt and Alex, the podcast.
I was going through Brisbane. I'd gone to Darwin. I thought maybe I could, on the way home, go via Brisbane, stay at his place. Haven't visited him since he's moved up there.
Yes.
He goes, I'm going away with my partner and a kid. I'm like, we talked about this, didn't we? He goes, yeah, I looked in the calendar and it said, Daiso's in town. But I thought you were here for something else. I'm like, no, I was coming to visit you. They're like, all right. So anyway, I had to book a new flight and
he didn't change it.
Yeah, he changed. He said, sorry, it's locked in. I'm like, well, I'll give Brisbane a miss this time.
Well, we don't need to catch up any longer because there are 10 questions in front of us and a brain's trust. What are we shooting for?
10. 10 out of 10. Today?
10 optimistic.
I think I got 5 last time. I was really upset with that. I was like genuinely, it annoyed me for a while.
Do you remember, could you blame the brain's trust? Do you remember who was?
Well, you can, but in the end, I've got to make the final decision, don't I?
It is, it's down to you. Yeah, exactly. So it's your fault. Yeah. All right, well, we'll see if it's your fault or your brain's trust's fault today. First up, specifically from seasons 3 and 4 of The Crown, it's Prince Philip.
Oh, hello there. Very nice to meet you.
Thank you so much.
Philip from season 3 and 4 of The Crown, as you said.
Thank you so much for coming in. Are they your favourite seasons of The Crown?
For me, yes. Yep. I was no longer the philandering Doctor Who type, but not the old man of the later seasons.
Yes, you weren't dead yet, I guess.
Yes, and I feel that I give the people something to hope for in those seasons.
What is it that you give the people to hope for, do you think?
We give them something to aspire to, you see. And Lilibet, she holds up something wonderful for them. And if they could just see what we do for them, they would hate us less.
Yes. I just realized Lilibet, like, I haven't watched The Crown. When you're saying Lilibet, I'm like, who's this Lilibet? That's Queen Elizabeth we're talking about, isn't
That's
it?
That's my pet name for her. The researchers at The Crown
You're talking
found
about
that
the Queen. I was like, who could this Lilibet be? Is this a weird niece or something? Like,
no. Yes. No, that's
your wife.
The Queen.
Yes, my wife. I'm Prince Philip.
And Prince Philip, specifically from seasons 3 and 4 of The Crown. Does your knowledge of the royal family stop after season 4 of The Crown?
Yes, I'm sort of stuck between the years of I don't even know. I should have researched.
Well, when you're living your own life, it's difficult to, you know, to take notice of that.
I think
sort of
I was roughly the 70s to the 80s, yes. So I know everything before it. And I, gee whiz.
Was you were in your 70s or 80s, or was the decades of the 1900s?
I met Diana in the last bit.
And that's where your knowledge, that's all the information you have about the royal family.
Absolutely.
Okay.
So well, if there's any questions about that, I hope they come after.
Okay. I mean, you'd have a full knowledge of prior Diana because you lived it.
Well, yes, but you see, I'm very busy, you see. I'm a very busy man attending to the palaces and unveiling statues. So if there's a gap in my knowledge, I could explain it away with that.
Yes, well, I remember I did your Duke of Edinburgh Award. Like, I did the hikes and I did in high school. There's a Duke of Edinburgh
Award. You know the Duke of Edinburgh Award.
Yes, if it was invented before 1983. So I'm very familiar with that.
So Prince Philip is here to assist you today.
Oh, excellent.
Well, but the Brains Trust does not
seems to know a lot about himself, so I'm sure he'll know a lot about everything else as well.
There. We also have for you here on the Brains Trust, it's an empath.
Oh.
Thank you.
Hi, guys.
Hi. Thank you so much for being with us today.
And can I just say thank you for sharing this with me. I feel so grateful to be here.
Yeah. Should we call you an empath?
Is your name Emily Path? What's your...
Well, if you'd like that, yes. My name is Morgan, but I often get a sense that that does bring up a lot for people.
Morgan.
So I just go with empath and you can place on that whatever you like.
Oh, Morgan Path.
Sure. Okay, if that makes you feel good.
I'm like trying to think what Morgan brings up for me. And honestly, I think it's Val Morgan Cinemas. Like before a movie, there's like
but a I know I can feel that you had a bad time at a cinema one time and that can evoke some sort of upsetting feeling. So I don't want to bring back cinemas for anybody.
Right. Was it something about Alex that made you feel that way?
I register that he would have had an experience as a young man that went poorly in a cinema.
I remember after seeing Lord of the Rings.
Oh, I can feel it. Oh, God.
Lord of the Rings, the Two Towers at Warrnambool Capital Cinemas, year 9. We came out and it's a different name. we don't edit this podcast, do we?
Yeah, we do now.
She doesn't want to be associated with me. Asked me out to be her boyfriend and I was like, yes. And we dated for a few months, but we went to different schools and didn't see each other. So then that stopped. So that was sad.
Exactly. Mm. And I could preempt that sadness. So we'll just go with empath, I think.
So an empath is here.
Well, thank you very much.
To assist you today. Still hoping for 10 out of 10?
I'm a little bit skeptical of the 10 on 10, but let's give it a crack.
And I feel that and I welcome you to be skeptical. Just sit in it. Just let it sit because it'll pass a feeling. If you just let it sit, only lasts 3 seconds.
Yeah, because they're not us, are they?
No.
They're just signals.
It's just a journey through.
I've been feeling awkward for longer than 3 seconds now.
And that's
question
something
number
you're
one.
Bringing, Alex.
Okay.
Question number one. Which band wrote the album The Division Bell? Are you into your music, Prince Philip?
Yes, I suppose I am. I mean, Lilibet sometimes listen to music in our adjacent rooms. Her room is through some doorways. It symbolises our distance.
Yes.
And what does she listen to?
She listens to classical music, as do I. I'm Prince Philip.
Yes, you are. Yes, you're Prince Philip, and you're a big fan of classical music.
Yes.
And obviously, I mean, Lilibet has lots of big events, doesn't she? Where she?
Oh, she's got a jamboree. Few people get a jamboree.
Exactly, pulls out all the modern music. Do you enjoy that as well?
Say we have an equal amount of events.
You and the
now,
Queen.
No, I'm picking up on something there.
No, there's nothing to pick up there. I worked through that in season 2.
We're always a work in progress, aren't we?
Yes, absolutely. I love my Lilibet.
Empath, music is very emotive. It's really can take people to a memory. It can really take people to a place.
It's a higher power.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It's one of life's great gifts to use music to really connect to your inner self.
And also waterfall soundtracks.
Great for if you need to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Can evoke that if you're in a waiting room.
The emotion of needing to go to the bathroom. Mm.
Absolutely. Or if you've got to do a urine sample, also handy.
Mm. Okay. Yeah, no help at all there, I'm afraid.
Didn't get lots. I really hate these things as well because having worked at a alternative music radio station for about a decade, whenever I'm at trivia nights now and it's like the music round, like I sit at a table, everyone like turns to me and goes, oh, you're ready to go, time to shine. I just feel the pressure all the time and I don't know the answer to this question and I'm feeling that right now.
And that's really common in this day and age to not feel like you're living up to that expectation.
Yeah. Prince Philip, what's your area of knowledge at trivia nights? Do you have royal trivia nights at the palace?
No, I don't. You see, I think it's a very civilian thing, you know. We recently did a documentary to show that we watch television like the civilians, but I don't do those sorts of things because I give the people something to aspire to. I don't know if I mentioned that. So I wouldn't do a trivia night. I mean, I didn't have the classical education of a normal person. My education was about manners and etiquette. And
I just want to say that your experience in that education is valid.
Yes, well, thank you so much. I also know if you've got any questions coming up, I'll guarantee it. I know everything there is to know about the British Navy. Okay. I know everything. Okay. It's a hobby of mine, you see.
The Division Bell. Still on question number one. Okay. Do you? What, have you? You like music, Kyron?
I do like music. The Division Bell.
It's got the ring of a sort of indie band, don't you think?
Maybe a deep breath will help you find that answer within you.
Sort of 2000s. They played a big day out before they got big, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's. I wonder what Gang of Youth's first album was called.
No, it's not.
Yeah,
that.
But I think if I'd hear that, I'd know it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, sounds like a Nick Cave sort of thing.
Yeah, a bit like that, or a U M I or a. Let's go with Kiss Chasey.
Oh, beautiful. I love it.
Question number two. Who was the second president of the United States?
Yes.
Ooh.
Politics.
Oh, well, if only there was someone who moved in those sort of circles, really old political kind of person.
Prince
in the
Philip,
room.
Do you consider yourself the second queen of the United Kingdom?
Oh, that's such a funny question to ask. No, you see, my role as the prince is one of support. We all support the crown, you see. She is more than a human. She is an institution. And there were some episodes about that, I think, where we're sort of... that our sacrifice is to give up ourselves in support of her, you know?
Yes, absolutely. It's unfair, though, isn't it? Because when we crown a king, as we have just done, because your wife died... we have the consort, it's the queen. You know, the partner is the called the queen. But of course, you're not called the king.
No, I'm not. And that was very hard for me, I believe. Although I haven't watched season one for a while. But I think I did have some trouble with that. And then she gave our kids my name in exchange.
So
I'm looking to you, the empath. Have you watched The Crown?
There's honestly too many emotions running through that show that it does affect me too much to watch it. But I did want to check in because I think you just learnt your wife died as you only have known up to season four of The Crown.
Mm. Well,
I wanted to check in about how that information is registering for you.
I did want to leave that because for me that opens up... just a myriad of questions.
Yeah.
Am I in some sort of time portal? Are you zooming to me in the past? Or have I come to the future? Am I aware of the fact that... is this entire podcast being done in the early 80s? I mean, I can only answer that question if I answer all of the questions I've just presented, which I will. I think...
But who was the second president of the United States?
Jefferson... Martin Van Buren was on site. He was like the
13th. No, I think he's one of the Bondi
hipsters.
He's
the 13th. I was about the 13th or the 7th or something. Was Jefferson, did he become president?
He was a president, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Well, we'll was the Jefferson. Second one one that people often forget?
Yeah, well, who was the second Australian Prime Minister?
I'm Barton, feeling and then overwhelmed.
Was it Deakin? Alfred Deakin? Deakin? We did do the hottest one, hottest 10 Prime Ministers of all time.
Didn't do the full 100.
Well, then we didn't have
100. There's only 30 or so. Yeah.
And this isn't a bloody charity list. This is the creme de la creme.
Bob Hawke on top?
Bob Hawke won.
Yeah, of course.
And at the time didn't get in touch, but apparently because Gough Whitlam came second and apparently if he'd won, he would have written a select little note at the time to say thank you to the listeners of Triple J for voting him.
Well, he started Triple J, of course.
Well, it was the 1970s. It yeah. came through, a bit of funding to the arts.
Did you get a letter from the Queen when you turned 100?
Well, I haven't turned 100. I don't know how many times I have to explain to you that I'm roughly in the 80s.
But who was the second
president?
I'm played
by Tobias Menzies, you see.
Go of Jefferson.
You're on Jefferson. I'll lock in Jefferson. Question number three. Who wrote the Australian novel Cloud Atlas?
You have a big atlas in the Buckingham Palace. They'd have
I couldn't
everything.
Tell you. You know, really, a lot
really?
Of people
you're
think-
a pilot. So you must have used an atlas to navigate around as a pilot.
Is that...
I thought it was in the Navy. Think, or did I just hear that from a dude pretending
I thought you watched the crowd.
Yes, I think you need to not just get your facts from me.
And I will say, Prince Philip is allowed to be whoever he wants to be. So it feels safe in this space to be darling, a pilot or not a pilot.
Darling, don't you understand? That is the privilege of the normal people. No, I must support the crown. I can't be what I want to be. If I could, I would sail around and be Doctor Who forever.
Okay, I'm getting a lot of hostile energy from you in this moment, a lot of anger and pent-up frustration.
Mm. Yes.
And what do you do when you feel that sort of emotion?
I will go to one of those smash rooms.
Oh, yeah, get it out.
Break a lot of
feel
china.
Feel the emotion for a bit.
Absolutely. You got to feel it, acknowledge it's true.
You've
got
to name it, don't you?
Absolutely. And then find a healthy way to get it out of you.
Like smashing plates.
Smashing plates.
Mm. Smashing pumpkins. Maybe that was the answer to the first one.
We can't go back.
Okay.
Who wrote the Australian novel Cloud Atlas?
Oh. Australian novelist.
You're an Australian Winton. Novelist.
That was going to be my thought.
Was it you?
It's not him.
It's not me. It's not although him. I was a question on The Chase the other day. Who wrote Eric the Awkward Orc, which
did
is Australian radio DJ. Yeah, well, the guy goes, radio DJ, an author of Eric the Awkward Orc is Alex. And the person goes, Jones? Dyson. Then Larry Emder moves on to the next question.
That's
it
exciting.
Quite brief.
Huge moment for you, Alex. I want us to all just acknowledge that.
It was.
Do you want to put
magic.
Alex Jones?
Wrote Cloud Atlas. Oh.
I also think that it could have been Tim Winton expressing himself.
All right. I'm going to go with the empath.
All right.
I feel Lockheed's correct.
Tim Winton.
I feel it too.
Question number four. TV question here. Oh, who yes. played the lead role of Kath in the Australian TV series Kath and Kim?
Well,
Kath and Kim. Have you ever seen Kath and Kim?
I absolutely do. It's a fantastic piece of Australian culture. It's often a reference point for people coming into therapy. They'll bring that as a reference of this is what my life looks like.
Mm. Right.
So it's a fantastic
I'm a Kath,
documentary.
I'm a Kim.
Yes, absolutely.
Sort of like Sex and the City.
Yes, yes.
Like which one are you?
And Australia is, of course, the fifth character in it.
Yeah.
Yes, the country itself. Yeah. Well, I'm not sure, Prince Philip, but sort of Australian civilians. It's a story about Australian civilians in the suburbs.
How very charming, yes.
Yeah.
Your subjects.
Yes, absolutely. You know, and I am a knight, of course. Your prime minister, I imagine he made it quite high up on the top 10 prime ministers, Tony. he made me a knight of Australia, if you remember correctly.
He did. How did you feel about that?
Well, I don't know.
You're the only one, aren't you?
From the future as well. I just remembered.
Damn.
That I don't know that yet. But fingers crossed.
Well.
But who played Kath?
I take comfort in the fact that I'm playing a character that doesn't know. And I know that there'll be a time where it's very awkward Fred's because there'll be some sort of Navy question coming up.
I think there's Navy adjacent. Just
Gina
hang
Riley.
Tight. Because Kath would always say,
look at
Kimmy. Yeah. And so I think Gina was playing Kimmy, which I think would mean that Jane Turner Jane was probably
Turner.
Playing Kath.
That's right.
That
right.
does
Let's go
feel
with Jane
right.
Turner.
Right. Lock in Jane Turner. Question number five. Which art movement is characterized by its use of optical illusions and geometric patterns?
Ugh.
How do you feel about
art movement?
How do you feel about optical illusions?
Those magic eyes. God, they had a moment for a while there, didn't they? The old magic eye.
Did they for Prince?
Yes, you know, I got a sneak peek.
It was
a treat of the elite for a long time.
Magic eyes.
Yes, we were getting magic eyes for each other for years before you.
Kept secret for a long time. I think the Knights of the Round Table had a little magic eye.
Yes, the Knights Templar. They had a little.
What was in it? If they got it right, if they went cross-eyed just the right way, what did the Knights of the Round Table actually see?
The location of the Ark of the Covenant.
Wow. Yes. And that's how it's been lost, because no one can actually truly decipher.
They don't know how to cross their eyes properly.
Yeah.
If anyone could figure it out, we'd get those answers. Yes.
Yeah, it always make me feel disorientated, the old magic eyes, a little bit. And then bang, there it is. It's like a little rabbit or something.
How do you feel like optical illusions? Because illusions, I mean, that is like, that's not saying what an emotion is, or not saying what it is, isn't it?
It's visual trickery.
It's deception,
it's lies. And if I'm in the room with an optical illusion, I feel everybody else's chaos, and that energy is so overwhelming. So
wow.
Art is unfortunately not for me.
Mm.
I feel too much there.
Yes, yeah, it just gives off too much.
Yeah.
Okay, so no help, but which art movement, Alexander, is characterized by its use of optical illusions and geometric patterns?
Well, it's not just a magic eye. You've got to come up with some phobicism or something, or like cubism or...
Exactly.
Or
I guess cubism is geometric patterns and optical... I don't know if it's optical. Is it optical illusions? I don't know if I'd go that far, but it could be.
Yeah, go hit it. Cubism.
Lock in cubism. Question number six.
The cubism hosted by Andy Lee.
What does the acronym GPS stand for? What does the acronym GPS stand for? Did you ever come up with
this? We've had atlases and GPS now. This is very...
Yeah. Did you ever use a GPS in the Navy?
Yes. Well, I mean, I didn't.
Did you get a sneak peek of that?
A sneak peek of the GPS? Yes, I did, actually. I did a tour of a factory where they make them in the Midlands, and I met a number of people. They were very proud people making their little GPSs, and I shook their hands, and I went on my way. And that is the hope I give to the British people and the entire empire.
A handshake.
I give them something. I don't know if you know this. I give them something to aspire to.
Great GPS, great Prince support.
Yes, absolutely. That is one thing it could stand for.
You sort of give them the inspiration of memory loss, I think.
Yes, yes. I give them that sort of... the crown is more than any of us. And
people can hope to forget.
Yes, yes, absolutely. And we make that point season after season.
But what does the acronym GPS stand for?
I guess you use it when you're feeling lost. Don't you?
You do. And in that moment, I just want to check in with you, Alex, as our contestant today. I'm sensing you are feeling a bit lost. What's going on inside right now?
Yeah, the inability to do correct answers really is the thing that's I'm not loving
here at the moment. The inability to do correct answers.
Yeah, and speak.
And is that bringing up feelings of shame or embarrassment or...
Yes, but the good thing about it is, and this is like, this is tips I give for young podcasters out there. You don't actually get too much better. You just get better at dealing with the embarrassing things that you do.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
So we hear you,
learning
Alex.
To sit in the embarrassment.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know the answer, but I think I could help. Maybe we could work through it together.
Yeah.
I was thinking about
teamwork.
That it's G and it's a P and it's an S, and I thought, well, what is it? It's a global device using satellites to help you find your position. And I don't know if that's the answer. I really, truly don't. But I thought perhaps you could try and put global position and satellite together in some sort of sentence.
Mm. That feels like an inspirational answer.
Global positioning system?
Sure, if you want.
He did say satellite. No, he said satellite.
Global positioning satellite. Well, I think GPS is a global positioning system. If I'm using GPS...
I trust
maybe you use a satellite, but the system is the system.
The system is
the system of satellites, sure.
Yes,
wonderful.
God, it's going to be very annoying if it is satellite.
Question number seven.
Yes, but I'm happy that it's a different answer to the one I've given, because then I win either way.
Which element has the atomic number 79?
Which
element?
Element.
Has the atomic number 79.
So does that mean 79 electrons?
I guess it does. Is that how we define that?
I don't know. I'm asking. You see, I didn't get a traditional education.
So we've got second president and the 79th element.
Yes.
Now.
And the third and fourth season of The Crown.
Yeah.
I have a memory of going to a cafe where everything was gold and the name of the cafe was AU79. And it was a gorgeous cafe that filled me with warmth and not just from the coffee because everyone there was having a good time. And so we could be playing in that world of joy and golden goodness. With AU79.
Yeah, I really hope but this character isn't based on someone.
There's a chance, however, that I have had a false memory, which do happen, and it could be a different number.
I think a really quick way to spotting a psychopath is someone telling you they're an empath.
No. I just feel a lot, and I've not killed any animals recently.
Do you want to put gold?
That sounds pretty good to me. I know you've got a lot of gold in your crown. Do you?
It's not my crown. You see, I'm doing a service. You know.
Yes, it's important.
Also, I own
heaps
and heaps of land.
Is gold.
Otherwise, really fucking rich. You know. And we talk about it a lot in the show about how much we've given up. We don't talk about how much fucking I own like 10% of the country, by the way.
And did everyone else just feel the room get warmer and more excited?
Yes.
Prince Philip is very happy about his land.
Fuck. Yeah, go on. Fucking get rid of the royals then. I'll be the richest man in the whole country. Fuck you.
All right.
I hate them both.
Yeah, let's go with 79.
All right. That's okay.
Gold.
Gold. We'll put gold. Question number 8. Not about the Navy, but it may cross some areas for you, Prince Philip. Crying after sex is a normal response clinically termed what? Crying after sex.
Doing a Dyson. I think that's what the scientists have labelled that one.
It's certainly terminology we use in my practice. Yeah. Yes.
Crying after sex is a normal response, clinically termed as what? Do you and the Queen?
It's season bloody 3 and 4. It'd be going at it pretty hard.
Yeah, because we've all seen your ass, of course, in season one.
It's a different person's ass. It was played by a different person.
Oh, I see. Sorry.
Yes. See, if you think you're getting anything out of me about our sex life, you are grossly mistaken.
That's well, you must have had sex, what, 4 times? 3 successful.
Oh, see, you must understand.
And then
I'm a gentleman of a particular era. Yes, my... Lilibet's favourite, actually. You know. The question was how much I have sex with my wife,
yes.
The Queen of England.
Yes.
Do you think that me talking about having sex with someone that represents something for so many people would be a good thing to do?
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm. Do it for the country.
No, but don't you understand? She represents more than a lady having sex with me.
But,
don't you see?
But to you, on some occasions, that's exactly what she was.
Well, to me, she's my Lilibet. Yes, that's the complexity of our characters.
What's it like having sex with a monarch?
Well, when I'm having sex with the monarch, I'm not having sex with my wife. I'm having sex with a symbol, you see.
Mm-hmm.
A symbol that we can all aspire to.
Ever wear the crown during sex?
Yes. But the crown handler has to be there. Have you seen those people with the white gloves?
Yeah, with the gloves. Yeah,
yes, he has to be there.
Because she's the only one that can touch the crown jewels with her own hands, right?
Yes, yes. I think you're alluding there or trying to set me up for some sort of joke where I incline my balls at the crown. But I won't be going to such base humour.
Do you wear a white velvet condom when you do it?
No, I got a vasectomy, I presume. After Andrew.
But crying after sex is a normal response, clinically termed as what? I mean, as an empath, you must have experienced the emotions of sex before.
I've had the roller coaster. If they're crying, I'm crying. If they're angry, I'm angry. If they're
very responsive lover.
Absolutely. If they're feeling it, I'm feeling it. So there's often crying. But there's often happy times. Doing a Dyson, it is normal, like this question said.
Yeah, well, crying after sex, sort of like tears, water.
Do you want to put tears, water?
No, let's go. I reckon eye jizzing.
I'll put eye jizzing. Question number 9.
Fingers crossed. I think you got that one, Alex.
We feel very positive about the 10 out of 10.
Question number 9. Which war was fought from the 16th of December 1880 until the 23rd of March 1881?
That'd be the Boer War.
Question number 10.
Wasn't that in the 1890s?
Yeah, probably. I just felt that this character would know that answer immediately, so I just said it and then hoped for the best.
It was. I mean, it is close. I hate to shoot that down because I know no other wars in the turn of the 18th to 19th century.
I'd just like to quickly take a moment. We've said war and you've said shoot down, and I just think we're using a lot of inflammatory language, and I'm actually feeling quite overwhelmed.
Step aside from that.
Have you been in a war before?
I feel like I have. Yeah. I have spoken to people that know others that went to war, and so I know that feel. I can
so
see
So you
it.
Must really feel it then. You must know exactly what it's like.
Mm. Absolutely. I feel the heaviness of that on my back.
Mm. Yeah, totally. And you've had fights.
I've had fights. I've witnessed fights. I've heard about fights, and I feel them just as if I was there.
You're getting this punch yourself, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. You've been in the military.
Yes.
You've lived through wars. How many wars has your country started?
Well, you know, it's not quite like that, is it? I don't know.
And I'd like to keep
I think we're hitting a point here with the character that I just don't know how complex, how he would engage with such a complex issue.
Well, let me take on that complexity for you and just say it takes a lot to be the person to start a war too. Have you ever thought about that? Yes. The type of
decision.
This is why.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right. And I want to be the one that does the wars.
Yeah. And to wear that crown.
Oh. Yes, I want to wear the crown and start the wars. I want it all now.
Such a burden to bear, and I feel that burden for you.
Hitler always admired you, but you admire Hitler for starting the wars. Do you want to put Boer War?
Let's go put Boer War.
There was a number of Boer Wars.
Let's go Boer War season one.
Okay, put Boer War season one as the empaths that we are. Question number 10. Which famous... Last question.
Hurry at the end.
Final question. Which famous battle... Another war question. Which famous battle marked the end of Napoleon Bonaparte's reign?
Yes.
You'd know this one straight away as well.
Absolutely, I would know the answer to this.
Well, someone sung about it around the time that season 3 and 4 was set in Eurovision.
Yes, I'm sure they did. This is just the sort of fact that I would know, you know.
Yes.
Europe, France, England, Commonwealth, wars.
What I'm sensing from Prince Philip is he wants to give you the space to be the one to bring this answer to the table. He could tell us what the answer is, but it's fair to share the spotlight, would you say?
Do you think King Henry V gave everything to all of his subjects on the television? No, I must give you something to aspire to. And to give you the answer would be
leading from behind
as a subject of the crown.
Not forging ahead yourself. Well, I'm thinking Waterloo.
I think it's Waterloo.
It is Waterloo.
We'll lock in Waterloo. That's 10 questions.
Hey!
Wow, congratulations, everybody. That was a magical, magical group experience.
Yes. Feeling good.
Shooting for 10. How do you feel now?
Feeling good. I think the team worked well together. We all know a lot better emotions and stuff. And I don't know. It's just really great, guys.
Okay, great. Well, let's find out. Question number 1.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Which band wrote the album The Division Bell? You said Kiss Chasey, but it's Pink Floyd.
Oh.
Which we can all agree is a different band.
I was going with Prince Philip saying it was a band in the 2000s, yes. All right?
But I never hosted Triple J.
Now, I just want to say...
We didn't play a whole heap of Pink Floyd.
Going into this answer section, I just want to make sure that there's no blaming going on. Mm. Nobody's wrong, okay? Everybody's right in that they brought their experience.
I know The Wall, that was a Pink Floyd album.
It was, not
but
The Division
not
Bell.
But it's not relevant now.
No. Kiss Chase didn't write that either. John Adams was the second president of the United States.
Oh, boo. John Adams, what a nothing name. Two first names.
Tim Winton wrote a lot of Australian novels, but it was David Mitchell who wrote the Australian novel Cloud Atlas.
Wasn't he the comedian from the UK, Peep Show?
It's quite a common name there, sir.
Yeah.
It's almost bloody John
Unlike
Adams
Prince
level of
Philip.
Common.
Prince Philip. No, well, the prince part is not that common.
Jane Turner played the lead role of Kath in this TV series, which gives you a point straight away. The art movement characterised by its use of optical illusions is not cubism.
No.
It's op art.
Op art.
The answer was
disgusting.
Op art Gangnam style.
I like figurative paintings, you see. I agree with you.
GPS stands for the Global Positioning System.
Yay!
Meaning we all win. Gold is the element that has the atomic number 79.
Thank you, pretentious cafe.
Wow.
Crying after sex is not known as eye jizzing. It's shockingly. It's post-coital dysphoria.
Post-coital dysphoria.
So close.
That's one that could have been found.
Yep. Open bracket, doing a Dyson, close bracket. Question 9. Which war was fought from 16th of December 1880 until the 23rd of March 1881? You said the Boer War Season 1, which I'll give you because it was the first Boer War.
I just realised I would think of it as more of a skirmish.
And Waterloo was the famous battle that marked the end of Napoleon Bonaparte's reign, giving you 5 out of 10.
I got 5 again. No. Damn, I feel exactly the same as last time.
And that's okay.
Yeah. Empath, I'm so glad you're on your way. Thank you so much for being here.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you for sharing your energy with me, everybody.
It's rare for me to do that, I think, to share energies with empaths. But do you have people in your circle that you often share energy with?
Look, I have to carry a lot of heaviness in my work, wars and such, as we spoke of earlier. Mm. So I do like to lighten it up every now and then and share some space with a little bit of a hee-hee and a ha-ha. And there's a particular group of people I like to do that with, and they gather together under the acronym TYDTR, Teaching Your Dog to Read.
Oh, Teaching Your Dog to Read. Oh, the improv group.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
A group of very, very empathetic people that are not to be confused with psychopaths. And they perform once a month at the Comedy Republic, the last Monday of the month.
Improvisers are usually referred to as pathetic people, not empathetic people.
Well, you make your own reality, don't you? And it's pretty easy to add a little E at the top and change your whole vibe.
Yeah. That's a great group. Amy Ruffles in that group. You chatted to her before?
She is a psychopath.
Thank you very much for being here, empath. And specifically from seasons 3 and 4 from The Crown, Prince Philip, thank you so much for joining
us. Thank you so much, yes.
And contributing, what do you contribute? Global Positioning Satellite to the answers.
We had a bowl war.
Quick on that. That's true.
Yeah,
But you also contribute, of course.
Yes, I think you know what I contributed. Did I not give you something?
An aspiration, I would say.
Yes, I feel
aspired.
Yes, a feeling of hope.
Yes, something to look to in the dark times.
Yes.
Yes.
So important.
Yes.
Is there anyone that you wish had played you in seasons 3 and 4 of The Crown, when you look around the world at all these...
I think you're trying to allude to Zachary Ruane, but I think we can see that Tobias Menzies did a much better job.
Well, thank you for being...
I was pretty happy with Tobias Menzies' work.
Well, thank you for being here. Specifically from season 3 and 4 of The Crown, Prince Philip.
Thank you so much.
And congratulations on 5 out of 10.
Hey, look, thank you very much, Karen. 50%. Feel like I'm back in uni. Let's go.
You can, of course, listen to Matt and Alex in the podcast app that you're in right now. And you can join us for a banh mi anytime you like.
Yeah, tickets are selling fast.
Yeah. That's it for White Squizzle this week. We'll see you next week. Goodbye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns. Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.